Well, we think the trial is far too premature. The problem that Kent faces is a lack of lorry parking facilities. We know there's a shortage because the major lorry parks in the county are turning away drivers every night, and there simply is nowhere else for them to park up. So this clamping trial, all it is doing is shifting the problem around the county and beyond. We know that there is a shortage of lorry parking in the county, so many drivers will be heading to a truck stop trying to park up to then find it is full and gets turned away. They're running up against their hours, so they simply have to find somewhere to park up. And that location may not be ideal. It's not somewhere that's going to provide the level of facilities that a proper lorry park or a motorway service area can provide. And we really need to be doing far better by those drivers. The solution is clear. We need more lorry parking facilities. In the government's National Lorry Parking Survey, it was highlighted that the South East, and in particular Kent, has a massive shortage of facilities for drivers. And drivers are willing to pay. They are turning up to the existing truck stops to find that they are full. It may be that once we have, if we ever get to that position where we have enough lorry parking spaces for every driver that demands space, that there may be a small number of drivers that don't want to pay, and in which case clamping would be a solution for that. But it's simply too soon to be starting clamping. The Freight Transport Association is very concerned about the impact that this, of course, has on local residents, and we understand the distress and the concern that this causes. But some of these locations where clamping has been trialled are in industrial estates such as the Orbital Park. And actually, by shifting lorries that are parked up on industrial estate locations, what they may well end up doing is parking up in more residential locations, which is going to have a much, much bigger impact on the local people.